Park City film director Katie Wang said they are bringing the film Bias to town because it ties in with the social equity initiatives in Park City. She hopes the film will inspire the people watching it to pay attention to their own built-in intolerance and prejudicial tendencies.
We're really excited to have Robin back here in our community, and we really feel like this film taps into the, you know, local conversations about social equity and how we as a community can really start engaging in that conversation. So the film will be followed by a panel discussion, which of course Robin will be on. We'll also have Dr. Marco Barker, who is Westminster's Associate VP for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Sadie Ortiz, who's a high school senior here, who's part of Latinos in Action and Teen Council. And then Megan Zarnetsky, who's the social justice teacher at Treasure Mountain, will be the moderator. So really engaging. We don't want to show you the film and leave you with your own thoughts. We want to really get you to dig into it and unpack all the great ideas that are in this film.
Director Robin Hauser said if you have a brain, you have bias. She's learned a lot from her prior film that studied the gender gap.
My last film, Code Debugging the Gender Gap, went really all around the world. And a lot of the discussion that stemmed from that film was about what is at the root of some of these isms that plague our society, racism, sexism, ageism. And I began to hear a lot of this term unconscious bias or implicit bias. And it fascinated me because it's something that we all have. It's a heuristic process, heuristic tendency. And yet, how is that useful in the modern world, right? How does it either thwart us or help us move forward in both in the workplace and socially.
Hauser said people don't have the ability to see bias in themselves.
We might know that we're biased towards dogs because we were bit by one when we were 2 years old. But we don't know other biases that we hold inside us and how that really interacts with some of the choices that we make on a daily basis.
Hauser said when humans lived in tribes, it might have served our ancestors to have inherent bias to protect themselves. She said it isn't serving society or individuals well any longer.
Now that we live in more cosmopolitan sort of society, how is that useful if we're suspicious of everybody that isn't exactly like us? And we all suffer from something called like me bias. Now, in some cases, that might be helpful, but in most cases, especially think about in hiring, like me bias can really steer you to hire the wrong person. Because if you hire people that are only just like you, you're building sort of this cocoon of yes. You're probably not having a diverse perspective, contributions from different perspectives that could really help you build a better company and create better product.
The experts in the film use a test that reveals biases, and Hauser said she found it disturbing.
It's based on the implicit association test, which was designed by Tony Greenwald and Mazran Banaji. And the implicit association test measures our associations between two things. For example, between women and career versus men in career, or women and family versus men in career. I actually take the test and reveal some of my biases, some of which are very shameful, in the film. And that's really a basis to measure that we all have biases.
Hauser is a self-proclaimed feminist, and she explains how surprised she was when she took the implicit association test on the topic of gender career.
I showed a moderate association for women and family and men and career, and that really shocked me. And I took the test 3, 4, 5 times, and I get the same results. And what this is it's showing that these associations are really the thumbprint that society has on our brains. Right? That's a quote from Mazran Banaji. But it's really true. We cannot control the associations that we have. But once we're aware of them, we're able to say, okay, I know that I might have these associations. What can I do? I can slow down. When I make a snap judgment, I can slow down and think, did I make that decision for the right reasons?
The film Bias will screen at the Jim Santee on December 6th at 7 p.m. It's free, and there will be a panel discussion immediately following the show. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.